Hello, everyone. I have returned. I actually wasn't gone as long as I thought I would be, so I guess that's good. It's probably only been about a month at this point, so I'm sorry if I left anyone worried or whatever. I mean, I'm fine. I'm trying out here and trying to do my best. So I don't really want to go into what I was exactly struggling with, even though I know in this podcast we're very open about things like that, but there's just some things I just don't want to talk about. Not now, at least. Maybe in the future we could talk about it, but or maybe we won't. I don't know. I just feel like right now I just want to keep it to myself and just try my best to move forward from it and just see what happens with the future. Because the future is still yet to be, so hopefully all good things to come for all of us. With that being said, I guess I should also say Happy New Year. Kind of feels weird, doesn't it? The fact that it's a new year already, and we're pretty much for we are first we are through our first week of January, so that's pretty crazy, isn't it? So let's see how fast this year goes by. I never really got the idea or the hype behind New Year's Day and why people get so hyped about it. To me it just feels like another day. If you celebrate it and you actually do stuff for it, that's awesome. Good for you. You do you. But I'm just saying for me personally, I don't get it. And I think New Year's resolutions are dumb. Again, if you have resolutions, I don't think your resolutions are dumb. I just think resolutions in general are dumb. I don't personally like making them just because it kind of the idea behind it kind of bothers me, where it's like people know that there are things that they don't like about themselves or things that they want to work on, things they want to start, but they feel like they need the new year as an excuse to start something, when they have every other day of the year to start something. That's what bothers me. It's like, for example, when I was trying to lose weight, I wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna wait till the new year and then I'll start losing some weight. No, I waited until some random day, some random week in September, and I started then. Let's start next week, and you do it. You do it, you start it. You don't have to wait till a new year to start doing something to better yourself. That's what I don't understand. So the whole and then people also be like, if they miss, say they're like, oh, I'm gonna start doing this January 1st, right, of the new year, and they forget or something, or they miss a day, they're like, well, oh well, I guess I'm gonna have to wait till next year. It's like, obviously it's not that important to you, you know? Like, a majority of people can't even keep their resolutions. So it's like, why do you make them? So that's another thing that also bothers me about them. I'm just like, people they can't keep their word for it. And I understand sometimes it's hard to stick to something, but it's like, also, it's like you're literally using New Year's as an excuse. So it's like, oh, God, I guess I'm gonna have to wait till next year. No, you could literally just start next week, but you're being lazy. Just because you miss a day doesn't mean it's over. There are a couple of times when I was dieting where I think some days I went over my calorie count, but I didn't let it get to me. I was just like, it's fine. Let's just make sure that tomorrow we're on track again, you know? So it's like, I don't know. I guess I just don't understand it. So I also started seeing a therapist, and she's like in her 70s, so she has lots of years of wisdom to provide. Only thing is that she can't help me with a lot of my issues, which kind of confuses me, because it's like, aren't you supposed to be a therapist? Aren't you supposed to know things? But she doesn't really understand online friends and how the internet works, you know? She's like a granny, and I'm like, I don't think I could continue seeing her just because of her lack of knowledge and that part of my life, because that is kind of a bigger part of my life, and I want someone who actually knows, kind of what I'm talking about. Instead of telling me I don't know to everything, it kind of makes me mad. I've already seen her 2 times, and I was like, oh, I should like just see her one last time over these last few thoughts that I have on these certain topics, and then I'm gonna stop seeing her. I'm gonna take a break from therapy altogether. I'm gonna work on the stuff that she said I should be working on. Not saying that she's completely useless, because she has provided me some helpful tips and things I could try. But it's just like, I still want somebody better. But I'm still gonna try the things that she suggested, which is basically just like writing down my thoughts, which I've tried before and it didn't really help, but I guess it does help to look back on to see like where I was and where I am now, kind of thing, kind of just compare the two and that sort of thing. So I've been writing down my thoughts. Another thing is like my need for reassurance. So like for me to stop needing other people to tell me that I'm not dumb or that they care about me or blah, blah, blah. 'Cause like literally my thoughts are like a minefield. Like I literally feel like my mind has been poisoned. So like my brain will constantly just keep attacking itself, and to the point where I need to verbally express to someone, like, do you really care about me? Do you really feel this way? Or do you think I'm stupid? Because, like, I might do something and then I'll be like, oh no, they must hate me. And then my mind just constantly keeps throwing that thought back at me until I feel the need to verbally express it. Oh, you must hate me. Like, do you hate me? Like, and it's just like, I need someone to, like, my mind craves that reassurance. Like, I don't know if anyone else feels the same way, but it's like, it needs it. It needs it. Like, it's just like, I don't know how to, like, not need it. Does that make sense? So, something I'm working on with my therapist is she said, every single time that, like, you feel, any single time, like, that first initial thought comes to your head, just like imagine like a big red stop sign, and just stop yourself and just tell yourself, no, it's okay. This isn't how it is. And then move on, And so far, I've been doing really, really well. And I feel like extremely proud of myself. Like, there are a lot of times, like, and it's over small things too, where I'll like be playing a video game and I mess up and I want to call myself dumb. But like before I'm even able to say it, I'll be like, oh, and then I'll stop myself and then I'll be like, no, it's okay. You make mistakes, it happens. And then I just kind of keep moving forward. Like I forget. I don't let it simmer. I don't let the thought simmer. I just, I stop the thought. I reassure myself, no, it's okay. You just made a mistake. Let's just make sure we don't do it again, And so like that's kind of what I've been doing. And like the same with like people not caring about me, blah, blah, blah. It's more just like, no, they don't feel that way. If they did, they'd talk to you about it, or at least I'd hope they would. So then I don't have to be like, hey, like, oh, lately I've been feeling that you might feel like this. It's like, okay, but what have they done specifically that has made me think that they feel that way? Because if no one really gives you a reasoning, right, or hasn't shown through their actions that they might be feeling a specific way, then why accuse them of, feeling a specific way when they haven't even shown you that might be how they're feeling? Does that make sense? So it's been quite a process, but I've been able to stop myself. I think I only slipped up one time, but where I let it verbally come out loud, but I was by myself, right? I wasn't like with anyone else. I think it was something work related. Something happened where I asked the question and everyone kind of gave me like, these weird looks, and I was, 'cause we were all like in a work video call and I was asking a question for clarification. And for some reason, once I asked it, like people were like looking at me weird, like, oh, she dumb, like, and I'm just like, uh-oh, like, and they almost seem like, I don't know, like I shouldn't have asked that question, even though in the workplace they're always like, oh, there's no such thing as a dumb question, but it's just like, I was just trying to get clarification on something, And so after the video call was over and I hung up, I was like, oh, I'm so stupid. Like I said that out loud, And then I was like, no, it's okay. Like, you're just asking for clarification. Like you're not dumb, even though they might have looked at you that way, you're not. Like, you're just trying to get that clarification on this specific topic, and there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe I was just reading the room incorrectly, So, like, I'm really trying to, like, not like think about things in such a negative way so I can, better myself like mentally and just go about my relationships in a more positive way. So I'm hoping that in the long run, I won't actually feel the need to reassure myself because I'll be able to do it in my head, which I do. Most of the times I am able to stop it in my head before verbally expressing it, right? But sometimes it slips through that first step and I'll be like, oh, I'm so like, and I'll say it out loud and I'll be like, no. Like, I literally stop myself before I can say the word dumb or stupid or, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's a lot of work, but, the brain is the hardest thing you like. The battle with your brain will be the hardest battle you ever have to fight. I'm not even joking. Like, your therapist can, nudge you in the right direction, give you tips and tricks and things to try, but at the end of the day, it is all up to you and how determined you are to actually work on these things and better yourself. Like, at the end of the day, it is all just you and your thoughts. The only thing that's stopping yourself is you, your thoughts. Your thoughts are literally the only thing that's stopping you from achieving whatever it is you want to achieve. If you didn't think the way that you did, you'd be able to go out there and do the things you want to do, right? But your thoughts are stopping you because you're scared, you're confused, you're lost, but you just need to like really just kick your brain and be like, no, we're gonna start working on this today. I'm gonna start thinking this certain way so I can try and live a more positive life. And it is a very, very long and hard process, but it is possible. But majority of people, I feel like, just don't want to do it. They feel almost like lazy, or they think there's no point in even trying. But there is. Like, how do you know that something, how do you know with 100% of your whole being that something won't work out, if you were to try it? You can't actually know that unless you try it. And you know how many different things are out there that you could possibly try? There are a lot of things out there you could try to, like, help yourself. Like, writing, just mental exercises that you can do, meditation. Like, there are resources out there, there's things out there. I recently downloaded an app where it's just like reading, where you just like, I don't know, like it'll tell, like it'll ask you like certain areas you'd like to improve on, like social interaction, communication, confidence, that sort of thing. And then they'll like recommend books for you to read. And they're not very long books. I'll be like, oh, 7 tricks to, living a more positive life, or, to being happy, or, what I mean? Just like, and it just kind of gives you a different perspective on things. Like, don't be closed-minded to like new things that might help you. I do have a meditation app. I haven't meditated in a very long time, but it did help me for a while. Like, through a certain phase of my life, it did help me a lot. So meditation really does help. And it does take a bit to try and like actually get into it and stay consistent with it. I know it can be kind of a lot. So but like, just try your best. If you miss a day, it's not a big deal. You just gotta try and keep doing better so that you're not doing that stuff anymore. Oh, they got BTO? I'm sorry. Interesting, but it's not for me, it's only for morning shift. I don't know if I would want to take off anyway. They're offering voluntary time off at my work right now, but only for the morning shift, and I'm technically afternoon, so or night. Afternoon and or night shift. Even though I only work till 10 p.m. But something also is like just finding distractions for yourself. So like something that has been such a huge help to me is surprisingly making music. Through this past month, with what happened, I started making music. And the thing is, I always wanted to make music, but like I never really like got around to doing it. So I feel like I was just pushing it off, or maybe it just wasn't something that was a priority in my head. I was just like, oh yeah, one day, you know, that sort of thing. But with what happened, I just like thought about it, and I was like, let's download a music program and just see what happens. And there's this one I use, it's called Soundtrap, and they have a free version. So, you know, if anyone wants to check it out, it's free. They do have also like a premium version, and they let you try it out for like a month for free of the premium version. And you get like access to all these different like loops and instruments and things like that. So like I'll put random sounds together and I'll sing and I'll write lyrics to like how I'm feeling and expressing myself. And it has been the best thing I've ever done for myself. Like I feel so good. All I want to do is make music. Like even now that I'm talking about it, I'm like, oh, I just want to wrap this up and make some music, but I'm working, so I can't. It doesn't matter. Yes, I'm supposed to be working, but they told us to pivot. So to find something to do, that's basically what they're saying. And it's like, okay, well, I've already read all the articles you wanted me to read, caught up on all the training. So usually when they tell me to pivot, I just kind of just do what I want to do. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to make the next episode to my podcast. So here it is. But music has really just changed me. I feel so good. I feel so relieved. I feel like a weight has been lifted from my shoulders. I'm able to express myself in a way I didn't feel like I could express myself before. And it's truly amazing. I'm an average singer. You know, I'm not like the best. I'm kind of like okay. Like if you hear me sing, you'd be like, oh, she's kind of aight, but you know, maybe not something I listen to. But it's not really for other people, it's just for myself. Like, yeah, I do stream and I post the music to YouTube and stuff, but it's not like to get popular. It's more just like to get my stuff out there to kind of push myself out of my comfort zone and maybe help someone else who might be feeling the same way. Because that's literally the reason I created this podcast. It's like, even if there are only like four of you that listen to almost every single episode, I at least know that maybe I'm helping impact at least four people. And that's more than enough for me. Like, honestly, one person, if I saw that there was at least one person listening to each episode, I'd be like, okay, I'm making a difference. And that's kind of how I feel with my music. If only I see one view on my YouTube video, and I see one view consistently across all my videos, I'll be like, I'm helping one person. And that's amazing. I don't care. Like, I just want to help people. And I'm not trying to get popular. I'm not trying to get famous. I'm just genuinely trying to help people. As many people as possible, but you know, I don't know how the analytics work and the algorithm for the YouTube or anything really works. So, if it pops up off, great. If not, that's cool too, as long as I'm helping at least one person. So, and it's, but majority is it of this is all just for me. This podcast is for me. My music is for me. This is me being able to express myself. And I will not be sharing my YouTube channel with you guys. Even though I know you, of all people, would probably be more accepting of it and not as judgmental. But I just want to keep those two things separate. Like, I don't think a lot of people on Twitch know about my podcast. You guys know about my Twitch, but I don't think anyone from here has actually stopped by my Twitch. So there are things like I'll talk about my Twitch, sorry, that I'll talk about on Twitch that I don't talk about in here. Things that I talk about in here that I don't talk about on Twitch. Things that I sing about that I don't share on Twitch or with here, like, because they're all separate, like, almost, they're all separate. And I kind of want to keep it that way. Like, if you guys want to, like, support me on Twitch, like, go for it. Like, because they're connected. This alternative account that I created, it's meant to be separate from me. Like, I don't want anyone knowing it's me. I just want to create a whole new, like, a whole new me, basically. Me where I feel like I can express myself in this certain way. Because if I'm being honest, like, with what you guys know, what my Twitch people know, like, I can't sing in front of you guys. I don't know why. But with this alternative account, that's already me. That's what I'm creating the account to do, to sing, to help me get over that anxiety of singing in front of other people and gaining confidence and that sort of thing. So I hope you can respect that. I want to keep that separate from this, and hope you don't mind if I don't share it with you. But if you happen to come across it, that's awesome. Feel free to support it, but I will not be sharing it. So good luck finding it, because it's like a no-name account that has, I literally have one subscriber on YouTube. So good luck finding it. But anyway, thank you. I just wanted to give you guys like a little update of what's been going on. Talk to you a little bit about my thoughts and things that I've been dealing with. So I do plan to upload an episode every Monday again, starting at 10 o'clock a.m., 10 a.m. Eastern time. So I do plan to be consistent with this again. I don't know what we're going to talk about. Maybe just random things. Maybe nothing at all. I don't really know. But I do plan to get back into it. So thank you for being patient with me and just giving me the time that I need to breathe and kind of get myself together so I can come back into it. So I officially started streaming again, and it feels so nice, like, to finally, after like a month of being depressed, like, finally being able to get back into the things that I enjoy doing. So thank you just for everything that you guys do. Thank you for listening to this and giving me the time of your day. Like, I truly, truly do appreciate every single one of you. You're all amazing, and I hope that whatever you're dealing with, like, I hope things get better for you. You all deserve such nice and fulfilling and successful, happy lives. We are all in this together, and we will get through it together. I believe in every one of you. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope to be back again next week. All right, goodbye.